Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode 91 in the book of Revelation. Today we're going to ask a big question. What will you do with your crown if you get one in heaven? This is going to be from Revelation 22, verse 12. We're asking, are people rewarded in heaven? And if you are rewarded, what's the right response to being rewarded in heaven? This is the last chapter of Revelation, verse 12, 22:12. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense, we'll talk about that, with me, to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. So let's talk about recompense. I had to look it up in the English dictionary, even to get started on it. And then in the Greek, it means to reward and to give wages to and to give payment to, kind of like payment that is due. And it actually had a pretty positive connotation. I know that the Bible talks a lot about bad stuff and we deserve bad stuff and we get judgment. But this kind of had a little a turn on it, that the Bible talks about rewards. And another way that it's represented throughout the rest of the New Testament is crowns. So God's a perfect judge. He individually ascribes and individually assesses actions. Theologian J.B. Smith said that whereas salvation is of grace, rewards are according to works. So this is the Lord bringing payment, giving wages that are due, and this is where rewards are paid out. This kind of makes many of us Christians, you know, squirm a little bit. So how will you respond to the end of the age? We've talked a lot about, our accountability. And if you are a person that is doing badly, then you're going to be shrinking in shame from him. And obviously, don't be that guy. That's not the guy we're going to talk about today, mostly. The guy that we're talking about is the one that is the one that can, that faces eternity with good courage. 2 Corinthians 5:8. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. This is Paul saying he would rather be dead and be in heaven. Verse 9. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. So we can be crowned. There is a crown of righteousness that is laid up for those that love is appearing. He rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11. Revelation 11, 18. You reward your servants and those who fear your name. 1 Corinthians 3:14. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. So all that to say that he's just, he's eternal, he's sovereign, he's omniscient, and he's a rewarder. So if God is just, we can do some activities that displease God, that's for sure, but we can also do activities that please God. He punishes the bad, rewards the good. So we can be working for rewards. And what is that role of rewards in the new heaven and the new earth? New Testament talks about it elsewhere. Revelation 2, I will give you the crown of life. 1 Peter 5, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. And then the big one for today, 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me. So rewards can be seen as these crowns. In the passage today, the person gets robes. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have these rewards, the right to the tree of life, and they enter by the city gates. So the clothing, these robes are the righteous deeds of the saints. Revelation 19 tells us that the bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is, here was what it is, here's what the clothing is, the righteous deeds of the saints. Well, how did they get to be white? Well, this is where you get into the Jesus part of this. How did they get to the point of being righteous before him? Well, we start by faith How do we get to the point of doing righteous acts that please God? Start with faith, go through Jesus' blood, and there can not be any discussion of white robes of action without what he first and foremost does for me. It all starts with the blood. So step one is the blood. Second step is the faith in the blood. Step three is this positional righteousness that the blood gives us. Step four is this favor of God that he gives us by indwelling us. Fifth is the conviction of sin that indwelling sometimes does and changes our hearts and makes us desire things of God. And also step six is better actions. And those actions, step seven, might be some rewards. And then, of course, we have a response to those rewards. So God is just. He rewards good behavior. So crowns are the representations of the rewards that believers get. So our crowns cannot be understood outside of Jesus' crown, that is his suffering and death. No Christ, no crown. So you may just get a crown in heaven. The question is, what are you going to do with it? If you get a crown in heaven, let's think about what to do with it. So in conclusion today, I would like us to be in the good group of people, the people that are of good courage as we look forward to that next life. We're kind of looking forward to it. We're confident into it. How can we possibly do that? Well, again, no Christ, no crown. But with Christ, recompense, payment, rewards. So go ahead, when you get to heaven, I hope there's lots and lots of crowns waiting for you. I hope you get the reward of good, of righteous standing with the Lord, and then the actions that follow that righteous standing with the Lord. I hope you get crowns. That means you lived your life correctly. Then the question is, what are you going to do with the crown that you get? Well, if you follow the example of everybody else in heaven who gets a crown, as they cast it, they throw it before the Lord, they offer it to the Lord, they give it to the Lord. So, ironically, I want you to get crowns. And then secondly, I want you to give the crowns back to the Lord. That is our recompense. Thanks for listening.